Census figures give a snapshot of how the nation looks once every decade. The Bureau now wants to provide something more like a video to be updated each year. Today, the Census Bureau releases some of the first information from a new survey that it hopes will replace its long form, which has generated lots of complaints. The Bureau did a trial run of the supplemental survey last year. It asked everything from citizenship to income to family living arrangements. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Here are a few things the new survey shows. There are an estimated 30.5 million immigrants in the United States, about 11 million more than in 1990. Large numbers came from Central America and Asia, but the biggest share, about 9 million, came from Mexico.
About 8% of the Mexican population is living in the United States. That's quite a high percentage, both in terms of the U.S. and in terms of Mexico.
Jeff Bissell is a demographer with the Urban Institute in Washington. He says the United States has never before had such a large number of immigrants from any one country. He says it's also noteworthy how many immigrants, about 44%, say they arrived in the past 10 years.
This is a very high figure historically. At the peak of immigration early in the century, 1910, only about a third of the immigrants had arrived within the last 10 years.
He says many of these new immigrants are still struggling to get settled. They have relatively low incomes, and a large number don't speak English. In fact, the new survey shows that about 18% of the U.S. population last year spoke something other than English at home. The number is much higher in states where most of the immigrants have settled. In California, for example, 40% of the population speaks a language other than English at home, although many of these people also say they can speak English well. The new survey reveals a wealth of other demographic detail. 3/4 of people in the United States drove to work alone last year. 16% moved. Almost 13% lived in poverty. Normally, this kind of census information wouldn't be available for another year, when data from the long form are released. But the new survey covered a sample of only 700,000 households, making the results easier to process, even though the questions asked were basically the same. If approved by Congress, the new survey will replace the long form by the next census in 2010. Associate Census Director Jay Waite thinks that eliminating the long form will make people more willing to send back their census surveys.
I have made, or the census has made under my direction, I think very conservative estimates that we could increase the mailback response rate by as much as 8 percentage points.
And that would save hundreds of millions of dollars by reducing the need for costly follow-up interviews. Officials also hope the annual survey will give government agencies more up-to-date information as they plan everything from building veterans hospitals to distributing school aid. The findings are also certain to be used in debate over such volatile issues as immigration. Although the census doesn't ask if people are here legally or not, experts have been able to use the new figures to estimate the number of undocumented immigrants. Bissell of the Urban Institute says the figure is higher than previously thought, probably close to about 9 million people. Stephen Camerata, director of research at the Center for Immigration Studies, says this is something to consider as the White House works on a plan to make it easier for illegal Mexican immigrants to apply for permanent status. Camerata notes that Mexicans make up only about half of the illegal population in the United States.
And yet the administration proposes an amnesty only for Mexican immigrants, that is, Mexican illegal aliens would get green cards. But the very predictable response very quickly will be, what about the other half?
In fact, the White House recently indicated the president might expand his plan to cover other nationalities. Camerata also says the new survey shows that far fewer of today's immigrants are returning home as many did in the past. He says this raises questions about how Congress and the administration plan to address more permanent changes in the nation's schools and workplaces. Census officials caution, though, that the new figures should be used with care. They say the survey is still a work in progress and that it's not a substitute for the more detailed information from the census long form that will be released next year. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.